ಸಹನೋಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಗುರುರೇವ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ.
ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ
ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ.
ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ
ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ.
ಚಾಂತ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ ಟುಗೆದರ್.
ತಪೋಭೀಷೀನ ಪಾಪಾನಾಂ ಶಾಂತಾನಾಂ ವೀತರಾಗಿಣಾಂ ಮುಕ್ಷೂಣಾಮಪೇಕ್ಷೋಯಂ ಆತ್ಮಬೋಧೋ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ತಪೋಭಿ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ತಪ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ. ವೈ ತಪ ಇಸ್ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ತಪೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ, ತಪ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ವೈ ತಪ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದ ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟಿ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದ ತಪಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್? ಯು ವಿಲ್ ರೀಚ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ತಪೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರಂ ತಪ? ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಮನಶ್ಚೈಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ಚ ಏಕಾಗ್ರಂ ಪರಂ ತಪ. ಪರಂ ತಪ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಮನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ. ಮನಶ್ಚ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ಏಕಾಗ್ರಂ, ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಏಕಾಗ್ರ, ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಿಂಗಲ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್, ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಸಂಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರಂ ತಪ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೀಚ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. And this tapas can be three types, kayik, vachik and manasik. This will come in after chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita. Within 2 to 3 lectures we will come to that point. So we have to do the tapas at kayik level, at the body level, vachik at the speech level, manasik at the mind level. Tapo bhi chin paapanam. When you do the tapas, what will happen? Chin paapanam. This papa, this impurity, this vasana, this is the blockage in between me and my Lord. My Lord is with me, Atman is with me, Brahman is with me, but I am not able to experience it. There is a blockage, and this blockage is vasana. Chhina papana. When you do the tapas, it will start coming down, down, down. Then what will happen? Santanam, you become peaceful. Why you become peaceful? Vasana is no more there. There is no gurgling from inside. Nobody is attracting from the outside. So there is no question of going into the world, OET. Santanam. Bitaraginam means there is no more desire there. Because we have crossed that level. Bitaraginam. Mukchanam apichoyam atmabodho vidhiyate. For such people, atmabodh, the knowledge of the self, is composed, is prescribed. Those who want this, they should study this scripture. So this is our Mangalacharan. Now, verse number 2.
ಬೋಧೋನ್ಯಸಾಧನೇಭ್ಯೋ
ಹಿ
ಸಾಕ್ಷಾನ್ಮೋಕ್ಷೈಕಸಾಧನಂ ಪಾಕಸ್ಯ ವನ್ನಿವದ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ पाकस्य वन्निवज्ञानम्
विना मोक्षो न सिद्ध्यति बोधोऽन्यसाधनेभ्यो हि साक्षात् मोक्षैकसाधनम् पाकस्य वन्निवज्ञानम् विना मोक्षो न सिद्ध्यति.
Henceforward, in each verse there will be one concept given by Shankaracharya and explained by way of example. So in each and every verse you will get one example. And all Vedantic concepts are covered in this 68 verses. This is very, very important for all Sevak Sevikas, very important. If you know the concept, then you can explain anything. So here it is, bodho anya sadhane byohi, anya sadhan, there may be many, many sadhanas, hundreds of sadhanas are there. But bodha, the knowledge is different from all of them. Why? Sachchat, moksha eika sadhanam, sachchat, it is direct, eika, it is only one. There is no other way you can get the mukti. You can do all sadhanas, but you will not get mukti. For getting mukti, for liberation, only one direct sadhana prescribed is, what is that? Bodha. Bodha means knowledge, knowledge of self. How? Pakasya vannivat. For cooking, what you need? Fire is needed. Without fire, you cannot cook. Similarly, jnanam vina moksho na siddhati. Na siddhati, you will never get success. Na siddhati. Without knowledge, you will not get liberation. Liberation, for liberation, you have to have the knowledge of the self. Gurudev writes, in the previous verse, having stated so much about the need for the practice of austerity, tapas, self-control and so on, one may misunderstand. And many people misunderstand that the tapa is all that. So they do lot of vrata, lot of tirtha, lot of this, that, and lot of things they do. Misunderstand that discipline alone may lead to one to the divine goal. The people understand, I am doing this, I will reach the divine goal. To remove that misunderstanding, it is stated that the knowledge alone is the only direct means of liberation. So there should not be any doubt henceforth about the knowledge. Knowledge is must. Without knowledge, you cannot get mukti. Pakasya vannivat. Like you have got all the ingredients. Ingredient means you have got the vegetables, you washed it, cut it, took out all types of your spices, kept everything ready, put them in the pan, your butter or the cooking oil and all that, everything. And fire is not there. Can you cook food? No, you cannot cook. But suppose fire is there, but all the ingredients are not there. Can you have the cooked food? That also is not possible. One person in the audience raised the hand. I have got fire in my house. I have got the stove, electric stove. Not only that, I have got subsidiary gas stove also. If both are not there, we have got logs also. In Chicago, sometimes we need logs also. So I can have my fire. Fire is there. Ingredients, we don't have to go to the bazaar every day like you Indians who go to the India every day bazaar. You get fresh vegetables. Not only that, we got cut, washed, everything ready. Just tear it, put it and cook so fast. He said even both of things are ready, available, still you cannot cook. Why? Because if wife is not there, you cannot cook. You cannot cook. It's not that way. it is said that both are required. Both are required means ingredients are required and the fire is required to cook. Similarly, all the sadhanas are also required. There are two types of sadhana. One is sakshat sadhana and another is paramparat sadhana. Sakshat sadhana means the direct means is the knowledge, jnan. Without jnan, you will not get mukti, you will not get liberation. That is the sakshat, direct. And another sadhan is paramparat sadhan. Paramparat sadhans, subsidiary. Those are also required. Both sadhanas are required. But first you need paramparat, then comes the knowledge. Paramparat sadhans are your karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, kala yoga, tirtha brahman, japa, all these. Even if you are doing only bhajan and kirtan, that also is also yoga. If you analyze, you will find in each of them, Ishwar is connected. Karma yoga. What is karma yoga?
Happiness
for the Lord. Ishwar has come. Number one. Number two, bhakti. Lord is there. Love toward the Lord. Bhakti is there. Dhyan. You have not studied anything, but you are meditating. Meditating on what? On the Lord. Tirth, where are you going? Lord. Taking dip in Ganges? Lord. Japa? Lord name you are taking. Just now we did Lalita Sahasranam. 1000 names of Lalita. Japa. And there are so many others also. Suppose you are painting Lord Krishna or making the murti of Lord Krishna. The whole time you are thinking about Lord only. So these all sadhanas will help you. But which one is best? Out of this parampara sadhana, which one is best?
Knowledge
is the satcha sadhana. I am talking about the parampara sadhana. Karma yoga, japa. And? Any else? Tirtha Brahman. You see, in the Tirtha Brahman, you are not 365 days in Tirtha. Are you there? No, number one. In Bhakti, when you are doing the puja, are you doing 24 hours? No. Japa, are you doing 24 hours? No. Dhyana, are you meditating 24 hours? No. Karma, you are doing 24 hours. So, with the karma, if I connect Lord, I am connected with the Lord 24 hours. Which one is best now?
Karma
is best. Not only karma, it has to be karma. Yoga, it should unite you with the Lord. That is why it is called Karma Yoga. So these are all required. So for the purification of mind, Karma Yoga. 100 times we have said, for purification of mind, this is it. What is the purification of mind? We have to cheen papanam. You have to reduce the vasanas. Therefore, you have to do the karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga, again and again. And by upasana, you concentrate that mind. Purified mind has to be concentrated, make it to be single-pointed. And how you can make it? You can make it by upasana. So, realization only by knowledge. And knowledge will happen only after purification. First step is purification. For purification, you have got many methods. We have to select the best method good for us. And for the grihastha, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, you have no choice. You have to do Karma Yoga. After Karma Yoga, fourth chapter is Gyan Karma Sannyas Yoga. By Gyan, you make the Karma Sannyas. Fifth chapter is Karma Sannyas. No more worldly actions. You have to do only Shravan Manan Nididhyasan. Then after Shravan Manan Nididhyasan, then comes the sixth chapter, Dhyana Yoga. Then you are fit for Dhyana. But we want to meditate without the preparation from chapter 1 to chapter 5. And all of us are unsuccessful because we are not prepared. Mind is not purified. You have to prepare the mind first. Then it will happen. Pakasya Vannivat. So Vanni stands for the knowledge. Vanni stands for the knowledge and Pakasya. Pakasya means Pak, not Pakistan. So Pakas for cooking stands for liberation. If you want liberation, direct means is knowledge. Like without fire, no food can be cooked. Similarly, without knowledge, you can never get liberation. In a village, there lived one family, husband, wife, and one girl, one daughter. And daughter was of the marriageable age. So the mother went around the village, inviting everybody. Yeah, we are getting ready with the marriage of the daughter. So we are getting sweets from Calcutta, the cook from Mysore, and different things from different places. Band party from Bombay. Huh? Different people from different places are coming. And I will not be getting time because I will be very busy in arranging all everything and all that. Then the villager asks, who is the boy? Wo to abhi khojna hai. Wo hi ready nahi hai. We have to find out the boy. Boy is not yet ready. Similarly, sab kuch hua, magar knowledge nahi hai. That is not going to help you. Good. What is the meaning of moksha? Moksha means atyantik dukh nibritti and paramanand prapti. Two things will happen. Moksha means atyantik dukh nibritti and paramanand prapti. Sukha prapti, paramanand, paramanand. So how does that happen? What is the mukti? No more sorrow. And we have identified there are only two things in this world. What are those things? Atma and Anatma. Atma is called Satchidananda, Paramananda Swarup. Can that Paramananda Swarup, Lord, can give you sorrow? No, He cannot give you sorrow. But we experience sorrow. And what is the source of sorrow? By the law of remainder, you will say, since Atma cannot give me sorrow, the law of remainder says, Anatma is there. Therefore, Anatma is the source of sorrow. But the whole world is Anatma, it's not giving me sorrow, it gives me joy. Only thing, wherever we are attached to the Anatma Vastu, only there only we get the sorrow. We are attached to our children, we are attached to our parents, we are attached to our vehicle, we are attached to our bank balance, we are attached to our shares and this and that. We are attached to our body. These things give you sorrow. अब माइक के मकान में क्रैक आ गया मेरे को क्या नो प्रॉब्लम नहीं दुख है मगर मेरे महल में क्रैक आ गया दिस इज माई पैलेस तो मेरे को दुख होता है वाई आई एम अटैच्ड So what is the sadhana? Very simple, detach and attach. We are not attached to the Lord. We are attached to the object, emotions and thought. We are attached to the world. So the sadhana is very simple, detach from the world and attach to the Lord. That's all. Achha. What type of sukha I will get? Permanent. Thoda sa aur batao na. Kaisa permanent hai, sukha humko milta hai na. So it is said, five things are there. If you get this Brahmanand, if you come to know this Paramanand, if you come to know Satchidanand, if you come to know your true nature, Atman, then what will happen? It is sarvada available. It is available all times, 24 hours, 365 days, till you live in this world. It is available sarvada. It is available sarvatra, everywhere, whether you are in India or America. It is available everywhere. It is anayas. For getting sukh from the world, we have to put in effort. Then we get it. But this Atma sukh, you don't have to do anything. Nothing kritva, only? Only? Sanskrit word? Gyatva. Only you have to know. Why you have to know? Because it is already with you. Guru is not going to give you, the Shastra is not going to give you, it is only with, already with you. What Guru and Shastra will do? They will tell you it is there. What you have to do? You have to go this way, this way, this way, you will find it there. It is just behind the mind. And mind is obstructing everything. All the vrittis which are coming in your mind is covering that truth. Drop the vrittis, you will be able to see that. Only this much is to be done. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga, bas. Chitta vritti, thoughts. Where are these thoughts? In the mind. Nirodha, stop it. The moment you stop it, yoga, you have reached. Only this much we have to do. So anayasa, swatantra, this sukh is swatantra also. It's not dependent on any object, persons and being. Not dependent on anything. And it is chetan sukha. Chetan sukha means you can experience it. In a waking state you can experience it. What is the guarantee it will remain with you forever? Anything you get by karma is temporary. It will not stay with you forever. Anything which you get by karma, by karma, you got this building, it is not going to stay forever. Whatever you attained in this life by karma is all temporary. But this sukh will be permanent. We don't want this temporary sukh. From the world we get temporary sukh, na? Half cup chai pi liya, pura sukh nahi hua. I went somewhere, they gave me only half cup. I thought they will give me full cup, they gave me half. Sukh nahi hua, I got little. But I want permanent sukh and continuous available. So the Atma Sukh has got five characteristics. Sarvada, always remember this thing. Sarvada, Sarvatra, Anayas. Anayas means you don't have to put in any effort. Swatantra, it is not dependent on any object, person and being. And it is Chetan Sukh, you can experience it. Not like in the deep sleep, there is a Sukh, but I am not able to experience. It is Chetan Sukh, while in the waking state also I can experience this. Where can I get this happiness? It is with you. It is your own true nature. It is your own Atman. So why can't I experience it? If it is already with me, then I should experience it. what is the obstacle? Obstacle is ajnan, is the ignorance. So ajnan, ignorance. Okay, so knowledge is required for that. Ignorance means what? Avidya. Avidya can be removed only by any doubt. Avidya can be removed only by vidya. How will this happen? So it is said, now you suppose you have got a key in your pocket and you have forgotten. You are searching your whole house. You want to go out and you are not able to lock your house. And you are searching everywhere, the key is not available. You are agitated, mind is agitated, very much agitated. Then somebody comes, what happened? You say, no, I don't know, misplaced somewhere, the keys are not there. He says, okay, first sit down, be quiet, drink a glass of water. And then after that, check your pocket. Then you check your pocket, get the key. So what is the parampara sadhan? Sit down, quieten your mind, drink a glass of water, parampara sadhan. Then, sakshat sadhan, put the hand in your pocket, you get the key. Sakshat sadhan. So both sadhans are required, parampara sadhan and the sakshat sadhan. So whatever sadhanas we have seen earlier, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, kala yoga, bhajan yoga, whatever yoga we have studied, all are our parampara sadhan. Those are required. Don't jump to the jnana first. Ki mere ko jnana de do. Arjuna also wanted to do the same thing. Lord said, you know, the Arjuna was crying. He was weeping. And Lord diagnosed that his dukkha is sansarik dukkha. And for sansarik dukkha, only remedy is Atmagyan. To remove the sansarik dukkha, only remedy, Shankaracharya says, is the Atmagyan. Therefore, Lord started with the Atmagyan, although Arjun wanted to know what is my dharma in the battlefield, what is my duty in this battlefield. Ham hote to bolta main lada, this is your duty, why you have come here? Your duty is to fight. But Lord didn't say fight. He realized that this sorrow has come because of the ignorance, and this ignorance can be removed by only by knowledge. Therefore he gave the knowledge in first 20 verses, starting from verse number 11 to up to 30, he gave the knowledge. But still, the poor Arjun was still sitting. Kuch nahi hua, hamara bhi kuch nahi hota hai. Then Lord realized there is some obstacle. I gave him the knowledge, but he could not get the aparocha anubhuti, he could not experience it then and there. There must be some blockage, and that blockage is his ignorance, his vasana. Therefore, he started prescribing him, you have to do karma yoga. Khatam. Karma yoga karna hoga. And how long will this take? In Panchadasi, Vidyarana Swami said, anek janma bhajanat, anek janma. It depends on you. Kitna bhajan ko time doge? If you want to give only 5 minutes, 10 minutes per day, cleaning will take a lot of time. Jyada time do, jaldi ho jayega. Simple logic. To jyada time kaise karenge? Do the karma yoga. So you are remembering the Lord 24 hours. That will help you. And if you can purify here only, you will get knowledge. Here only. And all Mahatma says, you can get it here and now. It depends on your चेष्टा। आपको कितना अर्जेंसी है टू नो दिस। समबडी से अभी नहीं टाइम हुआ है, अभी रिटायरमेंट के बाद देखेंगे। ओके सम से नो ना दिस ईयर दिस लाइफ वी विल डू ओनली द जप नॉलेज इट कैन नॉट हैपन वेट फॉर द नेक्स्ट लाइफ ओ डू इट वेट फॉर द नेक्स्ट लाइफ आपकी मर्जी है इट्स योर विश योर विल। ठीक है बट वेन सॉरो कम्स व्हाट वी डू वी वॉन्ट टू वी ट्राई टू एडजस्ट ऑल द सिचुएशन आउटसाइड। इस पाउच के साथ में नहीं बनता है, काटो डिवोर्स करो। अरे भाई तुम्हारा प्रारब्ध है, दूसरी जगह जाओगे अगेन द सेम प्रॉब्लम। यू कैनॉट एंड द प्रारब्ध दैट वे। तो वी चेंज पर्सन वी चेंज प्लेस वी ट्राई टू चेंज सिचुएशन वी चेंज कंपनी वी चेंज एम्प्लॉयर और वी चेंज आवर एम्प्लॉय। इफ आवर एम्प्लॉयज आर गिविंग प्रॉब्लम व्हाट वी डू चेंज एम्प्लॉय। समथिंग नो 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 एवरीथिंग इज ओके इट इज माई होम इट इज गिविंग प्रॉब्लम। वास्तु द गेट शुड बी ऑन दिस साइड ऑन पर्टिकुलर साइड बट आवर gate is on this side or it is facing a T-junction, you know. If your house gate is facing T-junction, so it is obstructing there. You can't go beyond that side. There are many things. So they say, uska entrance is to be changed, then everything will be okay. We change outside everything. How can I get this knowledge? You can get this knowledge. देखो ये भी इससे मस्ट गुरु मुखात। इफ यू थिंक दैट आई एम वेरी इंटेलिजेंट आई एम लर्नड पर्सन आई विल रीड द कमेंट्री ऑफ आवर पूज्य गुरुदेव एंड आई विल बिकम रियलाइज नहीं होगा। गुरु मुखात यू हैव टू लिसन यू हैव टू हैव फेथ इन आवर स्क्रिप्चर्स देन इट विल हैपन। वेरी गुड then comes the next verse how can I remove avidya
avirodhitaya karma navidyam vinivartayet vidya vidyam nihanteva vidya vidyam nihanteva तेजस्तिमिरसंघवत अविरोधितया कर्म न विद्यां विनिवर्तयेत् विद्या विद्यां निहन्तेव तेजस्तिमिरसंघवत
अविरोधितया कर्म। Avidya and karma are of the same nature, same side. They are not virodhi, they are not opposite of each other. So a question may come in our mind, can I remove my avidya by karma or not? Shankaracharya says, no. You cannot remove your ignorance by karma. Why? Abirodhitaya. Because it is abirodhi. It is of the same side, same nature. It cannot remove. Vidya abidyam nihanteva. Only vidya can remove abidya. Because it is opposite nature. Like tejas timir sangavata. Like tejah, teja means light. Timir Sangavat, deep darkness cannot be removed by karma. Both of them are of the same side, avidya and karma. A logical question may come in our mind, but by karma, can I remove my ignorance? Shankaracharya says no. It is of the same side. like in the dark room, furniture, water, pitcher, or other things are there. They are of the same size. Same side, same thing. Suppose in a room there is a darkness. I give you one basket and a broom. And I tell you, iska andhera, you broom it, put it in the basket and throw outside. Can you remove the darkness by karma? You cannot. So darkness cannot be removed by any karma. What is required? Light is needed. Tejah. Tejah timir sangabat. The deep darkness can be removed only by the light. Even the darkness is there for thousand and thousand years, Thakur Ramakrishna says. A house is closed for thousand years, there is a darkness inside it. That doesn't mean that the darkness will take lot of time when I bring in the light inside. How long will it take? One moment. All darkness will be gone away. So it is the opposite. So ignorance can be removed only by knowledge and not by karma. What can be removed by karma? Opposite of karma is akarma, alasya. If you are lazy, laziness can be removed by karma. Very good. And what can be done by action? Shankaracharya said only four things can be done by action. Batao, many times I have said.
Utpatya, vikarya, sanskarya,
Prapya. Good. Prapya. You can attain anything which you don't have. Prapya. Utpadya, you can create something new with the material utpadya. Sanskarya, you can purify it, beautify it. Vikarya, you can modify it. Four things you can do it by the karma. Now tell me, by karma, can you attain Atman? Why?
Because you cannot modify.
It is already with you. It is not to be prapta. It's already with you. So you cannot attain by any karma. You can attain by knowledge only because it is already with you. Prapya. Utpadya. Can you create Atman? No. Can you beautify or purify Atman? No. Can you modify Atman? No. Therefore, by karma, you cannot attain it. Very good. So what is the main point? It is a praptasya prapti. Praptasya prapti, it is already with me. But it is covered by the ignorance. So how it, we can get it? By a removal of the ignorance, we can get it. Chale, ek chiz aur batate hain. The father of karma is avidya. This vasana is called avidya, maya, prakriti, trigunatmika. All these are synonyms of the vasana. Likes and dislikes. Because of the ignorance, what is my ignorance? That I don't know my true nature. This is my ignorance. This is avidya. The moment I come to know my true nature, I am vidya, I have got the vidya, I am a realized person. Not knowing my true nature, I think I am not purna, I am apurna. And I want to make myself purna with the object, persons and beings of outside. By taking things of the finite world, I am trying to become infinite. Can I become with the finite infinite? Suppose if I get the total earth also, which is also finite, can I become infinite? No, you cannot. So the cause of our desire is that I am apurna. A desire arises in the intellect, then the mind becomes disturbed. How to fulfill, how to fulfill, how to fulfill this desire? Then we decide, and after decide at the body level, we act in the world. not knowing the art of acting, instead of doing the karma yoga, we do the sakam yoga. What is sakam yoga? Sakam yoga, you are worshipping your ego, therefore this is increasing continuously. Since I have got sukh from a particular object and I want to enjoy it again and again because I want sukh only, therefore I go to that object, person and being again, 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 again. And in this cycle continuously I am roaming, and this cycle continues in our janma maran. So what is our understanding at this point of time? Dehoham, I am Brahmana, I am Sudra. This is our understanding. We should, don't we say? Who are you? I am this body. Dehoham, I am Brahman, I am Sudra, I am Vaishya, I am Kshatriya. But once you come to know this, your own true nature, now you will start saying, what will be your understanding now? Naham Brahmana, na Sudra, na Purusa, Kintu Asanga, Sachidananda Swarupa. This is what we studied in Tattvabodha. After realization, no more Brahman. Brahman is this body. Brahman, Kshatriya, Sudra is the body. Depending on the qualities of guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. According to sattva, rajas and tamas, we again classify into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. These are related to body and mind. Sattva, rajas, tamas are moods of mind. We have seen in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. So now I have realized, I am not body, I am not mind, I am not intellect. Who am I? I am Sachidananda. Therefore, I am na Brahman, na Sudra, I am Asanga, not attached to the body. Sachidananda Sarupa, this is our my understanding. Now, if you get to know this, what will happen? Alpagya will become Sarvagya. Alpasaktiman will become Sarvasaktiman. Alpavyapi will become Sarvavyapi. I hope you know this word, Hindi words. Alpagya, my knowledge is little, now I become Sarvagya. Alpavyapi, I am pervading only in this body. Now you will become all pervading, Sarvavyapi. Alpasaktiman, Sarvasaktiman, you become that way. You see, your all karma, nitya karma, naimitya karma, this will come in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Nitya karma, naimitya karma, prayaschit karma, whatever your duties you are doing, if you are doing for the happiness of the thought, these are all purifying your vasanas. All vasanas, slowly, 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 they will wash. Even the 95% of Veda, they are all the karma kanda. They are also for the purification of mind, because in each fire ritual, the Lord comes in. I am doing it for your happiness, Lord. I want this. So therefore, I am doing your puja. So Lord has come into that ritual. Magar 10 bar swarg jaake na, you will be tired. Then you say, kya karte hai? Every time I am doing the Jyotish Home, going to the third floor. There are 7 floors. Swarg is the third floor. So maximum we can go up to the third floor by the karma kanda, rituals. Phir aa gaye, khatam ho gaya, phir aa gaye. Again earning in Chicago, again going to the Switzerland. That is swarg for us, na? 15 days ke baad phir wapas aa gaye, ho gaya khatam. Again working, tired, tired, tired. Then you will seek knowledge. अच्छा ये तपस करके किसी को कुछ मिला है आज तक? You say tapas, 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 and yes, many people got this thing. Like Parvati ji did tapas. Got Lord Shiva. Dhruva did it, tapas. He got the darshan of. ये सब तो कहानी है, पुराना है. अभी कुछ नया कुछ बताओ. It is said Akhandanand Maharaj. It is only in the last century only. In Vrindavan, he got the darshan of Lord Krishna in that ashram itself. So you can get it. Narsimha Mehta also got it. So by bhakti also you can get it. But what type of bhakti? Many people say, "I am to bhakti karta hai." What type of bhakti you are supposed to do? Like the Mirabai. But again, Mirabai had to go to a guru to get the knowledge. If you do the bhakti, then the Lord says, Dadami bhakti yogam. Lord will give you bhakti. He will arrange. He will take you to the guru. He will make the arrangement. Or Totapuri will be coming from the North India to Ramakrishna, Thakur Ramakrishna in the East India. He never wanted. It's the Lord who is controlling the guru and the Shishya. He needs it, and he said. In the bhakti marg also, you need the jnana ultimately, but you have to be bhakta like Mirabai, bhakta like Akhandanand Maharaj or Narsimha Mehta. This type of you get, you will get it. Then Mirabai will say, Bhavasagar ab sukh gayo, nahi fikr hai tarnan ki. Fikr nahi hai tarnan ki. Fikr means no more worry of now swimming into the Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar is sukh gaya. There is no Bhavasagar. What is this Bhavasagar sukh gaya? This Bhavasagar sukh gaya, once you get to know the knowledge, when you come to know, then you don't give any importance to the world. Why don't you give importance to the world? You don't give importance to the world? Because you know the nature of the world now. It is changing and perishable. It will die, it will perish. No more importance. So the first concept, no knowledge, pakasavannivat. Satchat sadhan is knowledge. Without knowledge, that is what we are doing. Where you get this? Where will you get this knowledge? Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra. We are studying Gita here. We are studying Upanishad here. The knowledge is there. We are giving to children. Abhi keval yaad karo. Sloka yaad karo. Even one sloka, if they can remember, more than sufficient. Somewhere it is written, not even one sloka, one pad, one fourth is sufficient. One Mahatma says, one word of the Bhagavad Gita is sufficient. If you can understand and apply in your life, is sufficient. Because these all children will come back again. Iska matlab kya hota hai? What is the meaning of this? Tell me meaning. So meaning is all there. And by karma, you will not get. Always keep it in mind. That doesn't mean you will not stop your puja, you will stop swadhyaya. No. You will continue to do it, rather further increase it so that you can reduce your time of purification. Intensity should be more.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.